it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems, everybody's favorite, doing 11:45. All day. As I've teased throughout the show, when we come back in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll get into Monday Night Football reactions. The tale of two cities. The tale of two quarterbacks. The tale of one guy sucks. The tale of two guys are good. I was just waiting to see if you were listening.
No, I'm listening. I'm just wondering if you're going to land that ship.
Nope. She gone.
Okay.
Ship not landing today, but Web Gems today brings us to the state versus state rivalry of Missouri and Kansas.
Mm.
Did you see the kid who got the offer to kick the field goal to win some money?
No.
A Missouri student was given the opportunity, I believe at halftime, to kick the field goal to like win money or a scholarship or something like that.
45-yard field goal.
And instead, he turned around, kicked the ball towards the Kansas side of the crowd, lifted up his shirt that said, "Bleep Kansas."
Hell yes.
Right? State rivalries, pettiness knows no bounds. And then there was a video of him running up the stairs of the Missouri student section, getting high fives from everybody.
I mean... Yeah.
I hope that kid got some action at night.
I saw a Ring video of a husband and wife. One's a Mizzou grad, the other one's a Kansas grad.
Yeah.
It's a house divided kind of a deal. And the wife who went to Mizzou had put a Mizzou flag out front. So when he walked out in the morning on game day, saw the Mizzou flag, and he just he grabs it and turns it into a javelin. It's like, you hear him like, "Oh, hell no, we're getting this bleep out." He just yeet and just throws it a mile. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of hatred I can get behind.
I didn't really realize those guys haven't played each other a whole lot lately.
No.
I would think that's always on the books in the non-conference.
It's been, what, 50 years, something like that?
I don't know if it's been 50. I think it's been 15.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It's a big number.
I'll look it up right now. You talk. You say this.
But I love good old-fashioned rivalries. I love hatred. It's fantastic. It bleeds over because, you know, you get that border war craze, and you know, the Oregon State, Oregon, because of how close, especially when schools are very close to each other geographically. I wish USC and UCLA had this because they're in the same city, but it just never really amounted to much. It's never really meant that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rivalry, so to speak, but it's not. Oregon State, Oregon at least have had times when it like things were on the line for both teams and it mattered.
Mm-hmm.
But like that hatred isn't there. Like Oklahoma, Texas, the Red River rivalry, love that. Like,
love that.
I love good Ohio State, Michigan. I love a good old fashioned rivalry, man. When you've got true blue dyed in the wool, unadulterated hate, I love it.
Of course you.
Are you kidding me? Michigan planting the flag and Jack Sawyer just turning into a 5-year-old petulant child. Oh, just. Right in the veins. You kidding me? Because now you've got to stew on that for a year. Or in Sawyer's case, it's the way you went out.
A lot of this is because Missouri left the SEC because it looks like they played every single year since 1891.
Yeah, and and
the last time they played was 2011.
So it was 14. It would have been 15 years.
Yeah, okay. And these games are all in like late September, October, November. So they were conference rivalries.
And the one thing Kansas tell you, is, hey, remember Missouri was on the side of slavery.
I didn't need to go there for that.
But look, I'm just I know a lot of Kansas folks. I one of my
there's one here at the station.
There, yeah, I'm sure he'll bring them.
Rock chalk, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I love a good old fashioned petty rivalry. And shout out that kid.
Does anybody remember in 2007? Missouri beat Kansas 36-28. Missouri was the third ranked team in the nation.
Is that the quarterback? Chase Daniel. Is that Chase?
It's gotta be Chase.
Cover of SI.
Gotta be Chase.
I'm almost certain that is.
Kansas won in 2008.
Chase Daniel, Missouri.
2011 to 2025. That's a big jump. Well, I hope they apparently they're gonna play it next year. Or sorry, they're not gonna play it. No, they are. It'll be at Kansas Memorial Stadium in 2026. Then it's only on the books in 31-32. Look, guys, you got to figure this stuff out. I understand
yeah,
that
Chase was there from 05 to 08.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it that conference realignment and stuff like that kind of messes with some of these rivalries. Like, we're seeing it with the Civil War right now, but the Apple Cup's figuring it out. Missouri, Kansas, you guys got to figure this out. I want more petty border wars.
Yes, border wars are great, dude.
Look, man, we just played our border war and almost lost. Mm. Anything can happen.
Yeah. When true...
I don't have a pulse on either of these teams this
when
year.
When true no hatred idea. Is there, it you can throw stuff out the window. I mean, Oregon State, Oregon. When Oregon State runs the ball, was it 13 straight times? That was not a great Oregon State team.
That was amazing.
Hatred can fuel you, man.
That was amazing.
It's like Northern Arizona. I've brought this one a couple times over the last couple weeks. Northern Arizona yeah, plays Arizona and Arizona State tight, regularly. And they are nowhere near the level of program.
Missouri leads this series 57-55 with nine ties.
See, it also has to be contested. You can't have one team just dog walking the other for 20 years.
There's a little footnote here. Kansas beat Missouri 23-7 in 1960. And the Big Eight at the time ended up forfeiting that game. I'm not sure why,
like,
but...
Like it matters. To anybody who was there, it's like USC getting sanctions.
To anybody that was there.
To anybody who watched it happen.
That's 65 years ago.
I'm saying, the whole idea of getting rid of, like, vacating
wins... If you were a student, you're in your 80s.
Hey, but I'm saying...
Late 80s.
Any type of vacated win, Ohio State, Michigan... My USC, favorite, any of them.
My favorite is Mario Chalmers hit that shot to win a natty for Kansas against nobody.
Yeah, it's like...
That's my favorite one.
It's like, come on, what are we doing here? We all watched it. We all saw what happened.
I wonder why they vacated.
Yeah, back then...
They forfeited the win.
Back then, you know, what is it? We did the Rust. We did the trophies in college football last year. Was it the Floyd of Rosedale that came out of, it was Minnesota and somebody else, and it was over, they made it a pig because somebody's mayor or governor was super racist.
Yeah, basically, that sounds about right. And I think it was like the Floyd of Rosedale, and they made it a pig because, not good dude.
Yeah, because the I can't remember which side of it was, but right. One of them was just, and then it's like, didn't they like try to like spike the water, like poison the water or something like that? Like, you go back in some of the histories of these rivalries, man, We did this last year, and we did the best trophies in college football, and we did the deep dive history research on a lot of these trophies, and man, there was some nasty stuff in there.
Oh, I believe it.
You're just like, oh my God. But yeah, no, I love rivalries. I love it when students and alumni care enough to go bleep somebody else on TV or at halftime. Did he get escorted out by security or anything?
I don't think so, no.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love to see it.
Well, what? I mean, you can't. It's at Missouri.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
can't kick that guy out.
I'm just saying, you're like, all right, come on, dude. All right.
The 1960 Missouri-Kansas football game is a controversial contest. This is AI, so bear with me here. Where Kansas defeated Missouri 23-7, but the win was later forfeited by Kansas to Missouri after the Big Eight Conference declared Kansas player Bert Kahn ineligible for the season. The ruling led to a one-year probation for Kansas and gave Missouri the conference title. but the official record remains disputed between the two universities. Bert Kahn, a Kansas player, was deemed ineligible by the conference after a booster had illegally paid for a plane trip for him to an all-star game.
Could you say he was a con man? Got him.
Thank you.
Yeah, even boosters were doing it even back then, folks.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, give me hatred. Bring back hatred. I love hatred in sports.
Well, it's all we got in college football now.
Well, I mean, just
everything else is gone.
In general, I don't
taking everything else away from me. Let me at least hate somebody.
Look, everybody talks about, well, you know, it's about the competition, the camaraderie. No, great sport is about hatred.
Hatred and pettiness.
It is. Tell me the best matchups of all time in sports. What do they all have in common?
Hatred.
Hatred. USSR. Miracle on Ice. Hatred.
I don't hate the Russians, in case they're listening.
USSR. They don't even exist anymore.
It's okay. We don't work in a tall building.
No. You know,
Patrick died after falling out of a window on the first floor Odyssey. It's like, uh-oh. That ain't good.
But I'm saying, like every last... Jesse Owens stunting in front of Hitler.
That's pretty rad.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just pure unadulterated hatred, and I live for it.
I can't believe he's alive. That's crazy.
So
well, not
good.
Now, but.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.